Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Jessica Lise here with your RHAP Amazing Race exit interview for Season 36, Episode 1. Today we are talking with Rohan and Maya, who were eliminated last night in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Mike Bloom and I actually had the opportunity to join them and some other teams in Brooklyn last night to celebrate the premiere, which was a total blast. But now I actually get to chat with them. They were a little busy last night. I don't take it personally, but it's very exciting to be able to talk to them now. So let's not wait any longer. Let's just bring them in now. Rohan and Maya, how are you doing this morning?
We're doing good.
It's a fun night, you know, right?
Yeah, it was a really fun night. And there's a sense of us that's like, we've known this has been coming for a long time. And to finally get it, to see it, and it to be out in the open is a very relieving feeling.
Yeah, it must have been especially hard because you had to wait so long.
Yes, for sure. I think it's been about a year and a half, so... it definitely, there's been a long wait, and we're
excited
glad
that it's out there.
Yes. So how was it to watch it in a room full of hundreds of people?
I mean, anyone that knows us, that has known us our entire lives, have known that the two of us are super fans. And it was just really nice to have everyone that's ever supported us and supported our dream in one room together.
Yeah. I was, we've been super fans since we were in elementary school. So whether you knew us in high school or you knew us in college or you're our friends and family, you've known that we've wanted to do this. So we were really lucky to be in a room last night where we were able to invite like friends from all of those eras and watch it alongside them and have them cheer us on. It was really special.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it was a fun night. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to say hi in person last night. But you were very busy.
Yeah, no worries at all. There were a lot of people.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about your fandom of Amazing Race, because I thought it was very fun that Phil chatted with you a little bit on the mat. Can you tell me a little bit about what do we at home not understand that you cannot learn from watching The Amazing Race?
I mean, the biggest takeaway I think that we have is there's a lot of adrenaline that happens in the moment. We had set so many plans for going on the race. Like, no matter what happened, I was going to drive, he was going to navigate, because we see what happens when you switch. We still switched. We knew that whatever we did, we wanted to find a map because we had learned how to navigate using a map. So we knew that we were going to need a map. We didn't end up getting a map. So there's a lot of adrenaline and in the moment things that happen and you just don't realize it. It's not as simple as it seems on TV.
There's something that happens when you turn on those cameras and you're really going for it. And you like there's a little bit of impulsivity that like maybe you should stop and take the time to think about before you go and run out and do all those things. And it's not as dependent on the challenges as you might think if you're having the issues navigating to and from them.
Well, sure, because it didn't seem like you had any trouble at all with the challenges.
No, no. We actually, in terms of the challenges, I'm actually really proud because we did the detour, I think, in about 15 minutes.
And that included us going to and from the detour back to our car. And then Rohan got the lasso jumping right away. And so the challenges, it wasn't the issue for us. It was more the navigational aspect.
Yeah, you specifically called out, Maya, that it's harder to drive in a foreign country. Can you speak a little bit to that?
It was our first time driving in a country that wasn't the United States. And when we filmed, Maya was 19. So like she had only been driving for like
2 years.
So maybe from that standpoint, we're at a little bit of a disadvantage. But we really were like trying to make the best of it. We made a fatal error actually off the bat. We were at a hotel. We should have read the clue and have run back into the hotel and asked for a map. But for some reason, all of the teams like just left and we weren't thinking of that in the moment. And then we went on our way. We got directions at a restaurant and it was more like they pointed us in the right direction, but there weren't directions to get all the way there. So we were pointed in the right direction. Then we stopped at a gas station to try and get a map, but they didn't have maps at the gas station. So that's when we switched to me driving and I was able to get us to where we had to go, but then we got the car stuck.
Yeah, well, I think everybody's going to want to know more about getting the car stuck. How long did it actually take you to get it out of the dead end?
I want to say it was 20 to 30 minutes.
I don't think it was about 20 minutes.
And I had a few people ask why you didn't just reverse the car all the way out of there.
Okay, so it was a very long alleyway. I will add that you have your
little. The original plan, like in that moment, the reason why we'd even gone down all the way to the end of the alley was because I thought like we needed to go to the next road over. I thought we would be able to turn like into the next road. I didn't realize that there would be dividers down at the end of the road. That was the only reason we went all the way down.
We went to the next street. So what we didn't realize was that it gave us two roads that we could park on. And it was road one, alleyway, road two. Like if we had just even gone to the next one, we could have parked there.
And so had I realized that those were there, like, and we wouldn't be able to go around, of course I would have stopped the car immediately and have backed up into the roadway. It also was very trafficy. So there, like we saw Cesar did it earlier in the episode. We would have had to have stopped traffic. And in the heat of the moment, when we were all the way down at the end of the alley, for some reason, we thought that turning the car around was our best bet when we were already halfway stuck with the car.
It definitely makes sense. I think like half the time when people ask why you didn't do something, it's like you probably did try to do it.
Yes.
So what do you think, are there any strategic decisions that you had discussed ahead of time that you didn't get to try out that you would like to have gotten the chance to do?
So Maya is a really avid builder and she's really good at manual labor tasks. And I really wish that she could have gone into a showdown with one of the bigger guys because she would have been able to beat one of them in like a manual labor task. And it would have been so entertaining.
I practiced for the show by building IKEA furniture without instructions.
That was a literal task once, you know.
Yeah, that's where the inspiration came from. That's one of the ways that I prepped for it. So I think that would have been really cool to be able to do.
Yeah, that was all the way back in season 6.
It was a
very cool challenge.
Well, I know you're super fans. I don't need to tell you that.
Also, we were aquatics directors at a summer camp. And so we definitely wanted to rep at a swimming challenge.
I think that we had pulled up to the starting line and we saw that there were 13 of us. And I counted the buoys out in the ocean and there were 13 buoys. I thought we were going to have to jump in and go swim. That made me so excited. That didn't happen, obviously.
But that would have been fun. So those are two things that I think we definitely feel like we missed out on. I also think a really cool thing is that out of all the people that I've ever raced, Maya is currently the youngest to ever do it, which is an accolade. She was born in 2003. So
I mean, the thing that blows my mind is that you are younger than the actual Amazing Race itself.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty cool thing that she gets to hold the record for right now.
Yeah, that's very, very fun. I think it was really exciting to see the two of you get to live out this dream, like pretty much the instant you were eligible to do it, which is pretty cool.
Yes, it was a really cool experience. It was our first try. Like, we had always said we're going to submit an audition tape as soon as Maya turned 18. The pandemic got a little bit in the way, but as soon as we could, we submitted that audition tape and we got a call back, which was really exciting.
That's super fun. Is there anything else we didn't see that you'd want to tell us about?
Actually, the episode did a really good job of capturing our journey for the day. The only other thing is that we were running up to the mat as Vinny, Amber and Vinny and Chris and Mary were walking off. So it really was minutes. Mm-hmm. So that hurts a little bit, especially considering how much we crushed the tasks during the day. So like, we're like, if we made one last mistake, things might have been a little bit different. But regardless, we're so proud that we just made it there.
Yeah, I loved your enthusiasm for the show and your energy. Do you have a favorite season of Amazing Race apart from your own?
I love 12, 13 and 14. For me, those are like the first.
Nick and Star and Tammy mm-hmm. and Victor. They were brother sister duos both. So mm-hmm. like, we had a lot of love for those seasons, and that was kindergarten and first grade for me and third and fourth grade for him. That's like what we grew up watching, and it was a big inspiration for the two of us to go on the show.
Yes.
Oh, that's a great era, I think. And especially I couldn't tell when you brought that up to Phil, I was like, is that just when they started watching because they're that young, or is it because that's when the brother sister teams kind of were dominant? I think it must be both, right?
It's a little bit of both. I like the first episode I watched was season 12 when they were in Croatia. Christina was trying to fit the rock into the wall. That's like the moment I turned on the TV and the show was playing. And then I want to say she really watched with me in season 13. Like, that's when she started watching the show and we developed like such a big appreciation. And then we went back and watched all the seasons before. So we've seen all the seasons of the race.
Have you watched any Canada yet?
I haven't watched any of the Canada seasons.
It's worth doing. It's fun.
Okay. Well, we'll have to put that on our watching list.
Is it, I think, Australia that had the double bracket?
What's that? Oh, someone told us that, like, there was, like, two brackets of teams in Australia. Mm-hmm. Which is, that would have been... That's crazy. And I know they just had a three-way tie for the celebrity version, which is also very cool.
Yeah, Australia is nuts. If you can track that down, that is worth doing. Well, I want to thank you both very much for taking the time to talk to us. And anything that Rabbit's podcast could do for you, just let us know. We're happy to chat with you anytime.
Thank you so much. The content you all put out is amazing. It's really fun keeping up with it for all the different shows.
Oh, I'm so glad. We enjoy doing it, and we love it when we hear that you've been enjoying it as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, there you have it. That's Rohan and Maya, the 13th place team from Amazing Race 36. That's my best Rob Sesternino impression, by the way. I'm working on it. I got all season. I'll get good. I hope everyone's psyched for a great season of Amazing Race coverage. Later on today, Mike and I will, of course, be joined by podcast dad Rob Sesternino to talk about everything that happened in episode 1. Now, Mike and I have some changes coming to the Amazing Race coverage that we will tell you more about in our recap. I promise it's going to be fun, and we hope you'll stick around with us. So join us all season in our Amazing Race only feed or in the Rehap Ups feed, wherever you get your podcasts. You can hit me up on Twitter or Instagram at HaymakerHattie. Mike is there as well at MikeBloomType. Or you can join our brand new Facebook group, Amazing Race, on RHAP. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you again soon.